following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel, Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family, welcome to today's Refuge Devo. Over the next coming weeks, I actually wanted to try something fresh for this year, and I want to go through a short devotional series on the Lord's Prayer. So each week when you see my teaching, we'll be going through a petition. And after we go through the petition, and I'm going to encourage you to apply that in your prayer life. And so today we are going to be starting off with the very first line of the Lord's Prayer, which is Our Father. But before we do that, let me start with this. So it's actually been said that the most important question that you will have to answer within your lifetime is, who is God? The second most important question is being able to answer, who am I? You know, within the words of Jesus here in the Lord's Prayer, we actually find just vitally important answers to both of those questions. The first actually being in the words that start this well-known prayer, which is Our Father, right? You know, what maybe is not as well known is the fact that the word that Jesus gives here, instructing his followers on how to pray, would have actually been mind-blowing. It would have been earth-shattering. It would have been just so insane for the first hearers to hear what they were hearing. Why? Well, because of who their view of who God was, right? Or because their view of who God was. Because according to a lot of scholars and commentators, the Jews, who would have been predominantly who Jesus' original audience was made up of, had such a high view of God that they wouldn't even say his name out loud, right? Instead, often they would say, instead of saying God, they would say the Almighty. Pastor Chuck goes actually into detail that he says that before the scribes would even write out the letters YHVH in their manuscript, they would go in, they would take a bath, they would, you know, brush their teeth, put on a fresh set of clothes, and then they would take a new pen, dip it in fresh ink, and then they would write the consonants, because they felt like it was so holy that they just, man, wanted to make sure that they were clean before they went in to write this beautiful and powerful name. Commentator D.A. Carson said that before this, actually in the history of God's people, there is no evidence that anyone before this, before Jesus, used this term, Our Father, to address God in this way, where it was such a personal thing, the way that he addressed him, and such a personal thing that he was inviting his followers to do as well. Because they believed, and also as God declared and showed himself, that God is holy, he's king, he's creator, he's the judge of the entire world, he's omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient, fully just, merciful, loving, and righteous, infinite in all that he is. Which the petition, which follows these, definitely affirms all these things. Yet for those who are found in Christ Jesus, you know, Jesus actually points out that it's this very same God who is all these things, who we actually now get to approach relationally as we would our own Father. And that's where it gets mind-blowing. This means that now we have this privileged position where we have access to him, where we have warmth, approachability. We have the ability to know that, man, the Father's heart toward us is one of tender care and love. Now, all of us have had different experiences with our fathers, right? But God is different than all of them. He's a perfect father. In Matthew, Jesus says, you know, to those who are fathers here, if one of our children were to ask for, to ask for something good, we wouldn't give them something bad in return, right? Well, how much more does our perfect Father love us? right? Even if for those of us who are watching and we had a great fathers, right? They're still but a dim picture of the perfect father that we now have in God. What an amazing thing to think about. But unlike our earthly parents who are at times busy, you know, some of our earthly parents were sidetracked. They constantly had hectic schedules, worked long hours, you know, juggling all the cares of this world. You know, I could find myself in that same place as a parent often. What an awesome thing to know that those who have God as their Heavenly Father not only have access to the God of the universe, the God that spoke and the world was created and all that was within it, right? But we have access now to this God immediately in prayer because of our standing in Christ Jesus, Ephesians would tell us. And he actually desires to meet with us when we come to him. He's never too busy for us. Hebrews 4 tells us that we can come boldly into the throne room of grace, you know, that we can come and walk in and know that we have an audience with the King of Kings, which I think is why G.I. Packer said in his book, Knowing God, you know, when it was asked, what is a Christian? He said, that could be answered in a lot of different ways, but the richest answer I could ever give anyone is someone that has God as Father. And what a privileged thing to know that today, if you are in Christ Jesus, you have God as your Father, and you could come to him at any time. And so I encourage you to take some time to go to him, to speak to him, and know that not only does he hear you, but he loves you. And as we cry out to him, he is gracious and he's merciful to his kids. God bless you guys.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day.